Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, we're back yet again with another episode of The Ultimate Engines right here on Active FM. You know how we do it. We keep it real. And like we always say on The Ultimate Engine Show, you better buckle your seatbelt because it's going to be a bumpy ride. So anyway, we have a whole lot of interesting things that we're going to speak about. But before we get into that, I'm just going to introduce our new co-host. Guess what? We have a new co-host on The Ultimate Engine Show right here on Active FM. Our co-host, can you please introduce yourself?
Yo, 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 it's Eli here. Glad to be here. It's a great honor to be with you, Gloa.
Awesome, awesome. I believe we're going to have a fun time here with our co-host. I mean, if you know him personally, he's a very funny guy. You know, Congolese people, it's in the genetics. But anyway, we are talking about car movies. Now, I know we're speaking about movies and you're thinking, well, wait, what? This is a car show. Yes, it is a car show, but remember, we speak about everything cars. So everything that is related to cars, we cover it right here on the show. So we are speaking about different car movies. Basically, we're going to go into a bit of detail. But before we go into that, I just want to tell you, you can catch us here on Active FM where we have tons of shows that you can listen to for whatever it is that you feel like listening to. We have shows like The Love Show, which speaks about love. We have What's the Topic, which speaks about everything. We have 21 Questions with Naomi, and basically she has a whole lot of questions that she can ask you, questions that trigger your thoughts, which you want to answer. And I obviously cannot mention all the shows because we just have tons of shows like that on Active FM. But before we go into our main topic, let's just take a quick breather. Christ music is hot music.
Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Ya no tienes que correr, caerán los muros que no dejan ver. Podemos ir, puedes venir, no lo dejes ir a este amor. Tú y yo sabemos que el amor nunca nos va a fallar. Tú y yo sabemos que nada nos separa de este amor. De este amor.
Va a fallar. Tú y yo sabemos
este amor.
Okay, so we are back from that awesome music, and you know, like we say, Christ music is hot music, because if you're not playing Christ music, you're not playing hot music. And basically, we give you, like DJ Aqua says, we give you the Christian alternative to everything. So I'm right here with my man DJ Eli, and basically we have a couple of movies that we want to speak to you about. Yeah. So the first movie that we are going to speak about, which involve cars, because we are a car show, and is going to be Gone in 60 Seconds. Now, I don't know if you happen to remember that movie or if you know that movie at all, because that's actually an old movie and it's from the year 2000. So I don't know how long have you been alive for, but basically we're going to be doing a review on Gone in 60 Seconds. So DJ Eli, what do you have to say with regards to that movie?
You have to be vintage, you know, this movie. This is a great movie. I don't know if you've missed. If you've missed it, then you've been born after 2000. So, like, unlucky for you. But this movie is a great movie, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. So, Gone in 60 Seconds. Basically, speaking fresh off my memory, that's actually a movie that I watched years ago. By the way, I was born before 2000. Don't ask me what my age is, because I've mentioned it twice on the show already. Gone in 60 Seconds, basically from my memory, what I remember is that it was a movie that had great actors such as Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie. I don't remember much of the other faces that were in there, but those are the main faces that I remember. And we know, obviously, those are two of the movie industry's greatest actors.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie, yeah. So those are the actors that we saw. Then basically what the movie is about, if you haven't seen it, is basically a group of guys that actually their life or their job is actually to steal cars. So what they do is that they steal luxury or sports cars out of car dealerships, and they take them, sometimes they repimp them and stuff like that. And basically it's a movie that is basically, for me, describes the life of adventure. I mean, how crazy is that life? You go out, and obviously this is criminal activity, so they only do it at night. They go, they picture a car that they see out of the dealership window, and at night they come, they literally break the glass of the car dealership, and they steal the car. They are gone, and hence that's why the movie is called Gone in 60 Seconds. Mm. So what do you think about that, DJ Eli?
I think this movie, it's revolutionized the movie industry, because before then, I don't think they made great movies. Like, Nicolas Cage is like basically my role model, and Angelina Jolie, you know, everyone knows her. She's beautiful, she's smart. Yeah, so the movie, actually, unfortunately, like DJ Gloire, I was also born before the 2000. Don't also ask my age. Like, I don't want to tell you. Like,
okay, so now, we're just going to move on to our next movie. And the next movie that we are going to speak about is Death Race. Now, Death Race is also another awesome movie, also involving cars. And basically, this is an action-seeking, thrilling movie. A movie that every car lover would want to watch. And not just car lover, but this is a movie for adventure-seeking people. I mean, just watching Death Race, it's basically a movie about a bunch of guys that are convicts. So, guys that are prisoners, basically. And now they actually have an opportunity to get out of jail free. Mm. But to get out of jail, what they actually have to do is participate in the race, which is called the Death Race. And whoever survives at the end is the one who gets to go free. But here's the trick. Within this Death Race, and the reason why the movie is called Death Race, is because it possesses a bunch of stunts, basically, which they put in the race. And there's stuff that are like traps and basically special weapons and stuff that you can collect on your way while you are racing, which will either enhance your moves, maybe help you to win the race, or you'll pick up stuff that are going to literally destroy you. Either you die in the race or you finish in the end as the winner, and your audience is basically the rest of the guys that are in prison. So that's an interesting movie, don't you think, DJ Eli?
Yeah, that race is a thriller. It's a very big, it's very, very exciting. The concept of them escaping out of jail by merely winning a race, I think it creates a concept of, I don't know if you understand what I mean, like inmates, if you're in jail, you're a family, you build together, you survive together. Now, one of you left to win a race and get out. So how far would you go? How far would you go for freedom?
Wow, that's actually something that I didn't think about. That's actually a dope concept right there. How far would you go for freedom? And basically, that's actually true. Because you winning the race is determined by how eager you are to actually get out of prison.
Yeah.
So now, if, for example, you see that, you'll watch that movie and you think about that race, think about the guys that are still in prison. Either they're not that keen on actually getting out of prison, or they just don't want to die, which still basically means that they don't really want to get out of prison.
Yes.
I mean, getting out of prison, depending on your sentence, if you're someone who has life sentence, it's understandable actually if you participate in death race. But I don't think there's a point losing your life if one day you're going to exit, if you're going to leave jail basically just to go and lose it in a race. But at the end of the day, it's a super dope concept. I love the thrill. Honestly, my personal reviews, because there was also another part of Death Race, I don't know if it was Death Race 2, and if I'm not mistaken, the first Death Race, the actor was Jason Statham, am I wrong?
No, you're right.
So that was Jason Statham, and then they released another one after that, and I don't know if it was a spin-off or a sequel, but it wasn't that great. I didn't really enjoy it, but the first Death Race, especially Jason Statham, who's also a very good actor, one of my favorites, he's like second on the list for my favorite actors. And basically, yeah, that guy is brilliant at what he does, especially when it comes to action thrillers. You can have him any day on any movie like that. He is going to kill it. So that is Death Race for us. And basically, those are our thoughts on Death Race. Like I said, it's a very awesome movie. Very action.
Trailer.
Yeah, very action-seeking. And it's a movie that gets you engaged. I mean, there's no fun in seeing people dying and stuff. But seeing how these people are actually so competitive and how they fight to get to the end, and basically, that movie is like a game. But anyway, we're going to move on to our next movie.
And I'm excited about this one. It is The Transporter.
Yes, we are speaking about Transporter. So DJ Eli, hit us with the honors, man. Tell our listener what Transporter is all about.
Now, before we begin, if you don't know what a Transporter is, man, where have you been, man?
Where have you been?
Where have you been? The Transporter, man, I don't know. The gloves, the car, the stature, everything. You can just feel the swag. So let's talk about The Transporter.
Yeah, so Transporter is another movie. What a coincidence. When we're actually picking these movies, we didn't think about it. But we spoke about Death Race, which had Jason Statham.
Yes.
And now we're speaking about Transporter, which also has Jason Statham.
What a
coincidence. Basically, this comes to prove that he is a brilliant actor. Also, which comes to mind now as I'm thinking about it, he's also good with cars. So it's probably like some sort of experienced special agent driver or something. But anyway, Jason Statham, Transporter, what an awesome movie. They released a whole lot of Transporter series too, which, if I'm not mistaken, they all contain Jason Statham, am I right?
Yeah, they do, except the latest one, which is The Transporter, I think it's Reunion.
Yeah.
It came out a few years back, I'm sure you've seen it, but it's not as good as the main Transporter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so that is Transporter, and Transporter, we're going to briefly speak about Transporter, the first one. We're going to speak about Transporter 2 and 3, and basically those are really awesome movies. Just for a brief background on what the Transporter movie was and is about, it's basically a guy who is a professional and hired by rich people to actually transport them. So for any emergency cases, if you need someone who is going to drive you and has the ability to protect you at the same time, he is your guy. So basically, you pay him an amount of money, and obviously depending also on his relationship with you, he does the job, and he does it really well. I mean, just looking at all the transporters, especially my personal favorite is, I think that's, is it the first Transporter where he's driving the BMW?
Yes, yes.
So that's my personal favorite. I mean, I know all the other Transporters are good, but the first Transporter and Transporter 2, those are the best for me. The others are good, but I don't feel like they come up to that standard. So we have the first Transporter where he actually has a house where there's some other guys, I don't know if they're mafias or something, but they actually come looking for him and they kill him, and he actually has a hiding place underneath his house underground, which is near water. Like, that's like, it's crazy to think about it, because you think it's kind of stupid to have an escape which is underwater, but at the same time, it's clever, because now if I come looking for you at your house and I'm trying to kill you and I have a whole squad, like a whole army, who would think that you'd be underwater?
Oh no, no one will ever find you. That's an escape.
Yeah, so no one would actually think that you're underwater. So that's actually something that is cool, especially Transporter 2, where he has this kid and he has a, basically has a, he has a relationship with the parents, especially with the mom, and you see there's actually a connection in between him and the kid that is transporting. It's not like just a regular driver scenario whereby he just drives him, but you also see in the movie where he helps the kid to solve riddles and makes a couple of jokes. And basically that's a movie that has also got my attention. It's got me intrigued. Transporter, it's a movie that you want to look out for if you've never watched it. If you have, it's a movie that you wouldn't mind watching over and over again. I can say that for myself, because I would watch it over again.
Me too.
I'm not someone that likes repeating movies, by the way. I hate that with my life. But Transporter is a good movie and you want to check it out.
Yeah, super movie. And the concept about Transporter is that he has a set of rules. If you just watch that movie, you'll relate to it, because nobody wants to break their rules, but he does an exception for this girl. And that he builds a relationship with her. You are supposed to deliver, you know, a package. You're supposed to deliver. Now, he gets in trouble with a mobster. Now the package was not delivered. He goes out of his way to ensure that, yeah, this girl is protected. So which shows that, in a way, they made the Transporter relatable to us, because now he has human qualities. He has compassion. Now, imagine, in a way, put yourself in his situation, in his shoes. If you were to deliver a package, no matter how much you got paid, but if it was the wrong thing to do, what would you do? It's all about choices.
Yeah, that's something dope. That's a dope concept. It's even the car choices that they use. In all the Transporter series, they actually use Audi cars, which is actually a dope brand. Yes, I'm not a big Audi fan, but I do love Audi cars. They have top of the line designs. The car performances are super. So big ups to that Transporter movie. Yep. So now we're moving on to our next movie, which is
The Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and the Furious. Now this is a movie, even if you were born in the 2000s, there's nobody that doesn't know about The Fast and the Furious. Recently, the latest release, which is not necessarily related to all the other Fast and Furious, but it is a movie, it's a spin-off that actually comes from all the other Fast and Furious. So basically the latest release is actually Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw. Now, one thing that I'm not so happy about, although it's still a good movie, the concept of cars is not in the Fast and Furious anymore. And honestly, that's actually something that got my attention, especially when I started watching Fast and Furious for the first time. I was like a little kid. I didn't understand much, but obviously I could understand what's going on in the movie. Now, the thing that got my attention was the fast cars. Now, basically, it's more of like action and solving missions and fighting and family, which is all good and well, but let's not run away from the actual basis of the movie and how it actually started.
Yes, yes. I'm also very disappointed about that, because the concept of speed, the concept of engines, you know, the adrenaline, it's like it's fading away. Now it's all about grudges.
Yeah.
Action. We don't want to see that. We want the cars, man. Bring back the cars.
Yeah. Hashtag bring back the cars. I think we should start that one, Eli.
I think
we should. We put it on Instagram, Facebook, hashtag bring back the cars. Put it on the Fast and Furious page or something like that, if there is a page for that. So anyway, yeah. So basically the concept of cars is being lost. Now, if we're going to just do a quick memory lane switch and speak a bit about all the Fast and Furious release that we've ever watched. So this is going to be a test on our memory, DJ Eli.
Yes.
So on the first Fast and Furious, we had our main actor, who actually is a late deceased Paul Walker.
Yes.
Rest in
Very
peace to
sad
him.
About him.
So basically, he started off with a Nissan Skyliner. It was actually silver with some blue vinyls and stuff like that.
Yes, I remember. It was pretty vintage.
Yeah, it was pretty vintage. It was very cool with LED lights underneath the car. Very awesome. That was a beautiful car. And that was the first release of the Fast and Furious. That was an awesome movie, by the way. It started off with him actually he was basically, if I'm not mistaken, he was a cop at that time.
Yeah, he was an undercover cop. Actually, because there were a lot of speed racers in the town, so they actually hired him as an undercover cop to bust them. Now he got caught up and became a family with them. So
basically, what Eli is saying is that Paul Walker got emotionally attached with the street racing, and obviously because he is a crazy guy, so he actually decided to get engaged, which I don't blame him. I mean, like, he saw the nightlife, he saw the money that he was making, plus he tweaked his car. Obviously, on the first movie, it wasn't so successful, because if you remember, his car actually was jamming. He had so many stuff and like technology system and stuff like that, but he actually blew his car while he was driving, and he lost it down.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting movie. Moving on to the second Fast and Furious, which was actually called Too Fast, Too Furious. That was an awesome movie. And in that series, that's where they introduced the character Rome, which his real name is Tyrese Gibson. And the story basically follows whereby Rome and Paul were actually friends from a young, were friends, best friends from a young age, and they basically stuck together, obviously, until Brian became a cop, and Brian obviously busted him for a couple of stuff that he did. So now, because Brian was a cop, Rome didn't want to be friends with him anymore. He didn't want to have a relationship with him anymore, but Brian had a job to do, and he knew there was only one person who knew how to drive as well as him or better, and he needed a partner so that he can actually get the bad guys busted. So he went to call Rome, and basically with the assistance of the police, they got beautiful rides, and they were basically doing missions in the sole purpose of trying to capture this bad guy who's got loads of money. He's loaded, and he sent them on a mission all the way to find a car to get a package. Imagine how much influence that guy has. But anyway, he sent them all the way to get a package, and in the end there was a couple of stuff that happened, but eventually they busted that guy. But still, even on that second release of the Fast and the Furious, that there were still cars involved.
Yes.
Even moving on to after Too Fast Too Furious, what was released after that?
Was it Tokyo Drift?
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, Tokyo
yes,
Drift.
I thought as much. So Tokyo Drift, still involving cars. And on this series of Fast and Furious, we do not have main characters such as Brian. And basically, we also have the other guy. I forgot what is his name in the movie, but I know his real name, which is Ludacris. And we have a couple of those actors who are not there. But we have another guy, and I also forgot his name. I'm sorry. Really, I didn't do much of my research. I have all this in my memory, but I forgot the names of the characters. So we have this kid who's been going around. He's been messing up all over. And basically, he's had a broken home because his parents
are divorced. Oh, the American guy.
Yeah, the American dude.
Yeah.
So he moved all the way to Tokyo. Am I wrong?
Yeah,
he moved to Tokyo, Japan, where he was staying with his father.
Yes.
And he got involved in the street life where there were a lot of races. He didn't have money. He didn't have nothing on him. He messed up in the States, and his mom sent him to his dad all the way in Tokyo. And he still got involved in street racing after having his license taken away from him and being sent away all the way to the other side of the world. So do not sleep on this cars thing, because it's actually a real thing. The car life is amazing. So we're not going to speak about all the car series because we do not have time. But just to brief on that, it's actually amazing. I mean, these car movies are stuff that you want to look at. And just think about the evolution. Think about the concept of cars. I mean, these days, I'm not sure, but we don't have much movies like that. And basically, as car fans, we definitely like to see a lot more of that stuff and more concepts coming to life. But before we get into our last section, let us just take a quick breather and... yes, we're back.
Thank you very much. You guys are listening to the hottest radio station ever, playing the hottest, hottest, hottest music. Yeah.
Hey guys, listen, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. Going back to the original.
Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
So we are back. This is your boy DJ Glar alongside with
DJ Ellie.
So yes, this is DJ Eli and myself, and we are back, and we unfortunately are closing the show for tonight.
Oh no.
Yes, oh no. But before we close, we're just gonna summarize. Like we've said, DJ Eli, these are awesome movies that we've watched throughout the years. And obviously, if you're not sleeping under a rock, you know the movies that we are talking about.
You should
about.
Know these movies.
Yeah, you should. We don't see any reason why you don't know these movies. So anyway, it's been awesome. It's been interesting. We went into car movies. We spoke about Death Race, The Fast and the Furious. We spoke about Transport. We spoke about Transporter. We also spoke about Gone in 60 Seconds. So those are some movies that you want to look at if you didn't have, if you haven't watched all of them. Or maybe there's some movies like in The Fast and Furious where you have not watched all the old series, but you
please
know all the new
ones.
Please
go and watch. Please.
Yes, go and watch it. And don't be afraid to holler back at us. Obviously, we'll give you our details later towards the end. But don't be afraid to holler back at us. So this is myself and Eli. We are about to sign out. But before we sign out, I'm just going to give you the platforms on where you can catch us. So we are on Instagram, which is at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM. You can also catch us on Google Podcasts or Android Podcasts, depending on whether you're using an Apple iPhone or Apple device, or you're using an Android device. For myself, you can catch me on Facebook, and on Facebook, my name is Gloiretina, G-L-O-I-R-E-T-S-I-N-A. I'll repeat again, Gloiretina, G-L-O-I-R-E-T-S-I-N-A. That's where you can catch me, and as for my man DJ Eli, where can they catch you?
My man, me, I'm a social guy. So WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook. So I'll give you a detail on Facebook. I am known as Eliza Butombe Jr. So just message me. So I'll give you all the links to our shows, and you'll be able to catch up to anything. On Instagram, I'm at elizabutombe@gmail.com. So I'll be there. You just give me a call.
Yeah, so you can, now you know where to highlight us. Don't forget to listen to all our amazing shows. Do not listen alone. Get somebody to listen with you and not on your device. Get them with their own device, because we love you and we love your support too. So if you do care about us, please show us your appreciation by hitting us up. And also, you can catch our shows, download on Iono, listen, share, get your whole world to know about Active FM, because Active FM is where the hot music is at. And we are signing out. Peace, and see you next week.
Yeah, God bless.
Christ music is hot music.
Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Secret place I expose my flaws. Salvation for the needs of humanity. in the presence of the cross.
Stretched wide, I'm so glad you made a way.